Well, a study of the psychosocial impact of M. bovis on Southland's rural communities has found the government's response was bureaucratic, slow, inhumane and traumatising to farmers. The University of Otago study also found MPI ignored local knowledge, including that of rural vets. Mycoplasma bovis is a cattle disease which causes mastitis, abortion, pneumonia and arthritis. It was first detected on two farms in Waimate in 2017, triggering an eradication plan, seeing almost 180,000 cows culled across the country. Researchers at the University of Otago's Rural Health Department presented their two-year findings in Winton last night, with MPI present. Gathered farmers were told the intrusive, quote, intrusive, impractical and inhumane nature of MPI's eradication program ignored local knowledge, expertise and pragmatism in favour of inefficient bureaucratic processes, which made no sense to farmers, unquote. One farmer has since given up farming. Another said he couldn't recall the birth of his own child amid the trauma of the cull. The report explains farmers feel they've been adequately compensated for lost stock, and it was hard work claiming the money. I'm joined by MPI M. bovis Program Director Stuart Anderson. Stuart, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your response to this report into the performance of your agency?
Oh, look, we know that mistakes were made, certainly in those earlier stages of the program. There were things that could have been done better, that should have been done differently. And we acknowledge that. We have learned a lot from what happened in those earlier phases. And we've worked really hard to improve the way the program runs where it is today.
Do you acknowledge how traumatic this process was for farmers and that the way you went about it, I appreciate it's an emergency situation, but the way you went about it, found to have been falling short in this report, was part of that trauma?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's undoubtedly an incredibly stressful, traumatic experience to go through this. As I said, in those earlier stages, we know that some mistakes were made and some things could have been done differently. As you say, hasn't been done before, world first. We were kind of building this as we went. But undoubtedly, for any farmer to have us come on their farm, tell them that we think they might have bovis, put a whole lot of controls over their property, potentially kill all the animals. That would be an awful, harrowing experience for anyone to go through.
Why were you building it as you went? I mean, this is a country that has to be on alert for some of the most extreme diseases. No one even likes to mention the words foot and mouth and the devastation that would wreak upon our economy. But why wasn't there a plan rehearsed and executed and ready to roll out?
Yeah, well, I mean, as I said, no other country has attempted or been able to eradicate M. bovis. The decision was made to attempt eradication here. As we entered that response phase rapidly, there was a lot unknown internationally about how to work through and eradicate this disease, which is, every disease is different, of course. It has different characteristics around how to get on top of it.
We've heard in this report of farmers coming out of milking to find their herd had been culled, not even told in advance. Now, how can that be part of any kind of a professional exercise?
Yeah, and look, I mean, obviously, I don't know each of the cases, but as I said, we know that mistakes were made, that some things, weren't done well enough.
That's not a mistake. That's callous.
Well, clearly, we acknowledge that some of those things that happened in the earlier stages, were really not good, and that's been acknowledged.
Are you apologising for it?
Yeah, I do apologise for that, and the Director General has previously apologised, and the Minister has acknowledged that that things did not go well in the earlier phases. We have made, there was a big review done, particularly in 2019, that looked at a lot of the things that hadn't been going well, what needed to be done better and differently, and a lot of change came out of that.
Yeah. a lot of what we've heard is local vets were ignored, local knowledge was ignored. The report found MPI solutions were inefficient and expensive. One example was MPI officials insisting on following the mandated process of decontaminating a shed for $150,000 when it could have been rebuilt for $70,000. You know, there's just endless examples going on here, and local veterinarians were left feeling their expertise was undervalued, their potential to contribute to the management of the outbreak was disregarded, and local knowledge, expertise and pragmatism were ignored. I mean, this is the report writing this. It's not the farmers saying it. Did the bureaucrats from Wellington come to town and, with arrogance really, set aside any of the local knowledge and skills of experts in the area?
Well, there was a lot going on in that early stage. Who made calls and decisions? We acknowledge that some things were not done well enough. We've made changes to that. Our staff have worked incredibly hard through this program as well. It's not easy at all. We've managed now to address a lot of those things. We have people working locally that are either from a farming background or that understand farmers. They do work closely with the farmers. In those earlier stages, was that not done? Well, yes, it wasn't always done, but we have addressed a lot of that. And as I say, our staff do work really hard with farmers to find the best way through. It's really hard going. It's hard on our staff, and it's incredibly hard on the farmers involved.
All right. Well, for the sake of your staff, as well as for the farmers involved, what has changed? Because this was one of the most significant biosecurity challenges New Zealand's faced. But if we've learned anything from a pandemic, it's that worse can come. And what has changed in your preparation, your planning, your rehearsing, your relationships, who calls whom in the situation? What's changed and is now embedded as a result of this?
So what we've done since then, we've done a whole lot of work around improving the processes, the systems, the way we do things in terms of testing. We've brought the time right down from a farmer being involved with the program, so our testing time, collecting tests to getting the results is much quicker. We've streamlined the way we do all that cleaning and disinfecting some of the stuff that was not that great in the earlier stages. We do that a whole lot quicker now. Compensation is worked through much quicker than it was. It's half the time it took previously. We have employed people, particularly at the regional level, in our regional locations, who are either from farming backgrounds or understand rural sector and how farming works. We work really closely with our partners, Dairy New Zealand Beef and Lamb, and we've stood up the likes of the Dairy New Zealand Beef and Lamb compensation team to work with farmers. We've also invested quite a lot in working with rural support trusts, providing them funding. Focusing some of our own staff on farmer support as well, not just the disease aspects. And also in relation to the vets, we do work a lot better with the vets now. We are actually using some local vets now to do testing and sampling on farm, which we haven't done in the past.
All right. And that is locked in. That is locked in. That's not a 1 year knee-jerk response. That is locked in and established practice now.
Yep, certainly off the back of 2019, when the big review was done, since then this is what has been happening. And these are locked in things, but they're not set in stone, and we're looking to always do things better as well. And we can keep improving. We are absolutely open to and want to do that, because this is a hard program.
Stuart, I do appreciate you coming to talk to us this morning. Thank you. Stuart Anderson is the MPI MBOVIS Program Director.